Well, as long as we're talking about Amazon and techno-feudalism and the increasing, accelerating rate of techno-capitalist collapse, I think it's probably a good time to start talking about these Amazon stores that they launched.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for these.
There's a TikTok video of this going around on Twitter, and it says like, I'm not stealing. It might look like I am. And the guy's just like shoving stuff in his pockets. And then they give you the rundown and they're like, this is an Amazon store with no cashiers. You walk in and you're checked into the store. It digitally reads everything that you grab with like, I don't know, fucking microchips or radiation or something, uranium. And they're just like, and then we automatically charge your account. And it's like, I don't need my life to be this proprietary. I don't need to go to one place and be like, I'm in the Amazon box. Let me just fill my pocket up with four Clif Bars while they charge my account $19 or whatever. Because a lot of these are in partnership with Whole Foods as of well. Because
which Amazon owns. Yeah.
So they just merge the brands. And like that also lets you know that this is for rich people and that the prices are going to be like fucking astronomical. Like you're going to walk into this Amazon Go store and you're going to buy like a little plastic tin of like pre-cut pineapple wedges and it's going to be like $11. Like right off top.
I mean, also as someone who has used like the self-checkout at a grocery store before and how many times it's like unexpected item in the bagging area. Like if I'm not scanning a barcode for every item, how the fuck is it going to like accurately tell what I'm fucking buying?
It's like that thing that was going around today where it was like Elon Musk's business partner says, I can build a real Jurassic Park with real dinosaurs. And I'm like, wasn't there a problem with the Tesla where if it drove through a puddle of water, the back bumper would fall off? And it's like, I don't think you should be running fucking anything. It's impressive enough, honestly, that PayPal works.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
something that old that Elon Musk even had a part in is fucking functional at all.
He hasn't done anything since that, except like cars that literally kill people sporadically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a subway system for cars that is like 1/100th as efficient as a regular subway system.
Slower, shittier.
He was watching Cars 2 and he was like, what would it look like if Lightning McQueen rode the subway? Would he ride it like this or like this? And it's like him driving into a subway train or just him on a track bare. And he's like, yeah, that'd be funny if he was just on a track and that was him riding the subway.
But yeah, these Amazon stores is just like, do they care if you steal? Because it's like, how easy do you think it would be? I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, the ease at which you could just create an NFC chip yourself that just spoofs this code that lets you in like charges it to either someone else or a non-existent user and then just walk out, like just wear a mask.
I mean, that's literally the exact same mode of operation as like the old cable hackers who would be like, oh, I'll get you free satellite because have these like little NFC or NFB or whatever they are cards. And you can just like fucking swap out the one that your provider gave you with this one and it will work forever. And it's like, I mean, here's my question is how do I walk into the Amazon store and walk out with an armful of stuff and have the register give me like $1,000 in cash?
That I'm not sure how to do.
Yeah, that one. Because it seemed to imply, I feel like, I don't know if it was this video or a different one, where it was like saying if you put something back, then it's like, oh, that's now not in your bag of stuff. Like it's supposed to be keeping like track of everything you do. Maybe just a way where you put it back and then it keeps registering you putting back the same item. And it's like, oh, it looks like John bought -50 bananas, $200 to him.
Oh, well, that's like that fucking... In Australia, there were some people who figured out that they could go to the McDonald's automatic ordering kiosks and order a burger, which was $1, like the little basic burger. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to add an extra patty, it cost $1.10 to add the patty because they don't want you to add an extra patty. They want you to buy two burgers for $2.
Right, right.
But what they found out is if you remove the patty, it would charge you -10 cents for the burger. So you could buy 10 sandwiches that were essentially just bread and ketchup and one regular burger and your total would come out to $0.
Huh.
And McDonald's has fixed that, but like, you know, those exploits are available and they're limited time offers.
Oh, yeah. So
I've got half a mind to go to this Amazon Go store and just start taking everything with a chip in it and rubbing it up against the kiosk. Like, does this work? Does this
work? Yeah. There's gotta be combos. That reminds me of, I think it was like a few months ago or something that we talked about some kind of weird Grubhub glitch where like, somebody had a pizza restaurant and they like found out that they were on Grubhub, like not with their consent or anything. They didn't post themselves on it. And they were like, wait a minute, the amount they charge more for a pizza, or no, they charge less on Grubhub for a pizza than they pay, than it costs us to make one. And so it was like, right, Grubhub would like pay them more than they charged the customer, just trying to like draw in users. So they were like, I can just make an account and order a pizza with no toppings and then make money.
By just making it.
So it was just like making thousands of dollars, like baking plain bread.
Yeah, and if you set it up right, like you don't even have to make the pizza, because you just get in good with the Grubhub guy who's closest to your restaurant and be like, hey, you're going to get these requests. Don't come pick them up. I'm just going to 5-star review you every single time and be like, great handoff. And then like, and then we're both going to make just like mad fucking money.
It's
the perfect crime. We just need to find one of those exploits that they can't close, like something that's like a hardware glitch that they can't patch, and then take all their money.
Like when I was young, my dad would always be like, if you find the right dimes and nickels, the metal in there is actually worth more than the coin. And I was like, okay, but this isn't scalable. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to run like a coin shop or anything.
Unfortunately. Yeah, this is probably the equivalent of that. Like, maybe you'll find like a little buried trove of the coins, but you're not going to find millions of coins.
Right. It's the, no, it's the perpetual motion machine, like temptation.
He loves, my dad loves those too. You gotta have a perpetual motion machine idea, because that would be the real key to riches, right?
If you just like, had a couple, enough magnets, it would somehow work.
I don't understand magnets at all, but
they make stuff move, so probably just make it perpetual somehow.
Yeah, somehow.